Now, Northern Ireland's biggest agricultural show begins today. It's the 152nd Balmoral Show. It's expected to draw tens of thousands of visitors over 4 days. Our Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley, is there for us this morning. It's back. Is it bigger and better than ever, Conor?
Yeah, good morning, Mary. I'm not sure we could say it's bigger than ever, but it's certainly back in a big way. This is Northern Ireland's preeminent agricultural show out here at the Maze, on the site of the old Maze prison. It was cancelled in 2020 due to COVID and then postponed from its normal slot in May now till September. And we're here in a noisy cattle hall, all kinds of primping and preening going on, and that's the animals, it has to be said. I've seen some tails being platted here in preparation for the shows. But earlier I got an opportunity to go around and speak to some of the people who are here to show cattle and talk to them about what it's like being back. And clearly, while this is a business opportunity for people, it's also a big social outlet for them too, and they're very, very pleased to be back at the show.
Look, it's lovely to be back, because we've missed it for so long, for 2 years, and you know, it's been a tough time for everybody, and you know, we're back where we belong as farmers. You know, you look forward to the Balmoral week and to get away from the farm and everything else, you know. So yeah, it's very nice. So it is.
What about it particularly have you missed? What is it? Is it the atmosphere, the camaraderie?
The camaraderie and the atmosphere and seeing your friends that you haven't seen for so long, but you've only been chatting them on the phone, you know. So, you know, it's very nice in that sense. So it has. So
it's good to be back and people about and things getting back to normal. I'm just looking forward to meeting new people and getting the cows in the ring, stuff like that.
You have some very fine Charlie cattle here showing, so what does it mean to be back at Balmoral?
Well, it's very exciting. Obviously, we're back here in September, which is a great that we're back in for the first. So if we hadn't the show now, it was going to be 2 years in May. And it's great that us as our farming community can get out and socialise again together, which is a big part of farming. During lockdown, we didn't have our livestock markets open, so which meant a lot to us. And so this is a big social event. As long as everybody keeps safe, that's the main thing.
Can I interrupt a very intricate job you're doing here, combing out the tail of a little lovely brown Dexter calf? I'm just down asking people what it's like to be back at the show after a year and a half away, and a difficult year and a half at that.
No, I think it's great because, like, obviously, like getting to show off your stock from the years and showing off how good they are is something very special, especially when you're doing it full time, and it's very rewarding even to get to the show. So I think definitely getting down here today, it's good crack. So this is our first year. We haven't done this before, but I definitely think everybody's glad to be back, and it's a good atmosphere. So definitely one to watch.
Well, you can hear there, Mary, what it means to everyone to be back. And with me here in the cattle shed at the show is Rhonda Geary, one of the organisers of the Balmoral Show. Rhonda, how big an undertaking has it been to get to this point, and obviously in terms of COVID and the compliance? And tell us a little bit about what people who are coming to the show today are going to have to do in order to get in and have a safe show.
Well, it certainly has been very challenging for us, but exciting too to get the show back on the road. And as people are coming in today, we have asked that people have to be either double vaccinated, have a lateral flow test, a negative lateral flow test, or natural antibodies where they've had COVID in the past 6 months. But I mean, most people have that, and we want them to come along and enjoy the show. We're doing it for safety reasons. We don't want to be awkward with people. We just are doing it for the right reasons to make this as safe an event as possible. You know, we hope to have hundreds and thousands of people here over the next 4 days, and we want it to be a safe event.
Unfortunately, one of the casualties of COVID were the people from the Republic of Ireland, who would traditionally have come in sizeable numbers here to show cattle. Just explain to us what the thinking was behind the decision there.
Yes, I mean, when we started planning for the show, the COVID restrictions were forever, ever changing, as you know, and we had to make decisions about what we could accommodate in the space that we had with social distancing. And the decision was taken just to not have Southern cattle in the hall. It's because it's an inside hall with lots of other Southern exhibitors here in various different sections. But hopefully they'll be back with us in May.
Okay, Rhonda, thank you very much for joining us. Just to say, it's full tilt here in terms of the final preparations, and the doors open at 9:30. Mary.
Conor McCauley at Balmoral.